A two-time All-State first-team selection, a member of the 2014 Shrine Bowl roster, and the oldest sibling in a household with major contributions to Pella athletics, Nathan Klaberg was a force and helped take the Pella football team to heights it hadn't previously seen.
Certainly, you know, Pella had been really talented, and, you know, leading up to that time, there's, you know, a long track record of success throughout Coach McKinstry's entire tenure. But I think, you know, we started to lay some building blocks that ultimately would, you know, lead to several state championships and all the success we've seen over the last few years. So I think there was a lot of excitement building on that. But then, you know, we also just had a really talented team. The guys were coming off, you know, having been in the championship that year prior. And so to be coming out into the season with kind of the expectation that we were going to be, you know, legit was really fun. And it was really fun to live up to that. We really, you know, dominated everyone that year until we got to the Dome. So that was a lot of fun.
Setting the stage for what was to come, Nathan was a rare four-season varsity football athlete. One head coach, Jay McKinstry, says was ready for the big stage the moment he joined the program.
You know, Nathan was just an incredible leader. I think he still is. I think his leadership skills and his assertive abilities in that are tremendous. He got everybody else to rally around him. He was not afraid to step in and say, "Hey, you need to get going here. We need you here to work outs. We need you to do this," and people would follow him. I think he did a tremendous job of that. It was a tremendous leader in that. I remember him coming in as a freshman, and we knew that he was probably 6'2", 210 pounds. And he certainly had some football abilities and athletic abilities. And we're sitting going, "We got to look at this young man. We got to look at him early." And I remember we brought him up to practice one day, and it doesn't matter. Anytime you bring up a freshman, you know, the upperclassman, it's like, you know, I don't know. And it's like, you know, we it's hard. And I agree with him. It is difficult for them. And I'm sure to see that. And it would have been for me too as a player. But when Nathan, I remember the first time we had some type of tackling drill, we don't do a lot of hitting in practice. We do very little, but it was some type of tackling drill. And we put him out there, and he made a play. He made a hit. And you could see everybody, even the players, even the upperclassmen that would, you know, "Well, I don't know. Get him up here, coach. He's an awfully good player. Get him up here. He needs to play because he's awfully good." And the whole coaching staff looked at that, and we're going like, "Yep, he needs to be up here. He's just a tremendous player." And the reality is he's very humble in that and very, 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 very good leader and just did a great job. And those some things I remember about Nathan, but it was very clear he was going to be a tremendous football player for us and a tremendous young man.
Klaberg racked up 223 tackles, 61 of which came from behind the line of scrimmage with 11 sacks. But for all the accolades that Klaberg built up in his 4 years, the most frustrating aspect was not being able to finish with a championship, especially when sharing the field with younger brother Noah in 2013. While he wasn't officially on the roster after that point, Nathan still felt like he was a part of the special run that followed.
Maybe I'm just trying to give myself some credit, but I actually felt a part of those championship teams. You know, especially the next 2 years where, you know, some of my best friends in the world and my brother were key parts of that. Like, I was every bit as invested in it as anyone else, you know. And so I remember the embrace Noah's talking about after the Washington game my senior year. But I also remember the embraces after his two state championships the years 2 years following. And those were equally as meaningful, you know. So I remember, like, there was a part of me that was just it was heartbreaking to have it happen and not be a part of it physically. But I do think that, you know, all of those guys and everything that we built, it was still a really special, you know, moment to see Pella finally get it done.
Now in his junior season, Nolan is the last of four Klaberg siblings still suiting up for the green and white of Dutch Athletics. And this past summer, Nathan and Noah both got to know their little brother a little more and the 2020 Pella football team. Both are excited to see how far this year's Dutch can go after they helped with summer workouts.
Because of COVID and everything going on, I actually got to be home from March until like June. So during that time, Pella High's strength training got canceled. So Noah and I actually took 60 of the Pella High football guys. We met at Caldwell. And we'd social distance, but we would put them through summer workouts. And then, you know, Nolan and his buddies were always lifting in the garage. And I actually was just telling people recently that just even being around a high school football team like Pella again was so, so fun. Just like, it was electric to just be around the guys. And I'm, you know, 10 years older than these guys, but it was just clear to me that like, it was still special. So I'm really excited for Nolan that he's getting a chance to be a part of things. And, you know, all those guys are just doing it the right way. They're working really hard. They're encouraging their teammates, holding each other accountable, and all those things that ultimately will translate to being a good football team.
And while Nathan settles into adulthood, he takes away so many lessons and memories from his time suiting up for the Pella football team, not only for the impact it had on him, but for the many that came before and after his time at Pella High School.
Impact like that has a real ripple effect in our lives. Like, you know, I went on to play football at Drake. Now I'm working in a professional setting. And every single person who's gone through the program has gone on to have, you know, their spheres of influence. And if they've taken anything away from Pella football and passed it on, you know, that's part of Pella football's legacy. And I would argue for me and for a lot of people that a large part of who I am was really shaped and influenced by Coach McKinstry and all the coaches at Pella. I mean, we just had a really, really dynamic, unique staff as well. All of those guys probably don't even get to hear enough the impact that they're having. You know, you talk about changing the world, right? Like, they've had hundreds of students go through who have gone off to all corners of the country. And you know, if any part of who they are was impacted by Pella football, that's part of their legacy.
For this look at Nathan Klaberg, the latest addition to the KNIA KRLS Marion County All-Decade Football Team, I'm Andrew Schneider.